Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Addressing his fellow world leaders at the 26th Conference of Parties Climate Summit, President Biden apologized for the United States' decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Biden also suggested that Americans had been slow to acknowledge the perceived threat from the climate change theory. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin's press statement Monday says he won't support the partisan reconciliation bill Democrats are negotiating until there's a greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and the economy.
There are some House Democrats who say they can't support this infrastructure package until they get my commitment on the reconciliation legislation. It is time to vote on the BIF bill, up or down. And then go home and explain to your constituents the decision you made.
President Biden will hold a press conference from Scotland this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
Stop aging now. Restore those joints. Boost your strength. Because it's official. NutraMedical has released the most exciting, powerful anti-aging supplement on the market. Dr. Bill Deagle's Red Deer Velvet DR has been approved by the U.S. Patent Office. Imagine stem cell rejuvenation all in one capsule without huge expense. Dr. Bill MD discovered that as an unborn baby grows in the mother's womb, he or she does not deteriorate or physically age. Red Deer Velvet DR, like the uterus, provides 300 biomolecules and 6 hormones protected in one special DR capsule that delivers lipid packages directly into your circulation. This patented technology bypasses the stomach and is released into the small bowel unaltered by digestive enzymes and stomach acid. Remember, Red Deer Velvet DR. Improve endurance, stimulate your immune system, increase learning ability, and even improve sexual libido with Red Deer Velvet DR. Click NutriMedical.com. That's NutriMedical.com. Or call toll-free 888-212-8871 and get on the road to a newer, rejuvenated, happier you.
It's election day, with a few states holding gubernatorial elections and some mayoral decisions will be voted upon. The one many are watching is Virginia.
With election day Tuesday, one of the most looked at races within the country is the race for Virginia governor. Republican gubernatorial candidate Glenn Youngkin tells Fox News he's winning over independents.
We're winning independent vote by double digits. We've got Democrats walking across the aisle. This is what unity looks like.
Meanwhile, Democratic candidate for Governor Terry McAuliffe says Youngkin is not bringing the state together like he's trying to advertise he is.
What bothers me to my core is what this man is doing. He's dividing parents against parents, parents against school boards. He's using your children as political pawns in his campaign.
Youngkin says parents should be able to have a decision in what their children learn in school, while McAuliffe does not. From the USA Radio News Phoenix Bureau, I'm Tim Berg.
We are USA Radio News.
Have you ever thought about turning your Glock, XD family, or 1911 handgun into a semi-automatic carbine? It only takes about 30 seconds. The MechTech carbine upper is classified as an accessory and can be delivered right to your doorstep with no FFL or background check required. It's the world's most versatile pistol accessory. Build your custom upper today. Simply go to handgunconversion.com. That's handgunconversion.com.
President Biden was at the G20 summit over the weekend, working with world leaders to implement a 15% minimum global corporate tax. The president continues being abroad with the Conference of Parties Climate Summit in Scotland. Congressman Brian Stile, the Republican from Wisconsin on Newsmax Monday, said, "We have serious issues at home that are not being addressed."
Well, consider me shocked that Democrats want to raise taxes and Joe Biden is going to the global community to try to raise all of our taxes. He's refusing to address the issues that are impacting Americans. He's not addressing the inflation challenges that we're having in the United States. He's not getting workers back to work, and he's doing absolutely nothing to secure the southern border. We have major challenges, and we have Joe Biden in Europe doing everything he can except address the challenges that are facing Americans every day.
The two massive spending bills, one bipartisan and one without any Republican support, continues to flounder on Capitol Hill.
My goal is to stop the spending plan altogether, but the Democrats are in disarray. They're in disarray because as the American people learn what is in these plans, the less they like them. This plan does nothing to stop runaway inflation. This plan does nothing to get workers back to work. And one of the worst things, of all the spending, it has $0 to secure our border. The Democrats are in disarray because the American people are learning what's in this bill, and they're going to be opposed when they learn all the tricks that Nancy Pelosi and Joe Biden are putting in this piece of legislation. inflation.
The World Series moves back to Houston tonight. Atlanta leads the best of seven series 3-2. Lance Pry, USA Radio News.
Nobody wants to get ripped off, broken into, or robbed, but nobody wants to pay a lot of money to have their home protected either.
I've got an offer to tell you about to provide home security for your home for less than a dollar a day. For real, with no installation or equipment charges. And this is from a company rated number one by a leading consumer research company. According to the facts, most of you won't even call unless there's a burglary in your neighborhood or something bad happened. So let's give you a reason. Save money. For less than a dollar a day with no other costs, you can get your home secured. Plus, get a lifetime equipment replacement warranty. You need protection for your home. Call the home security hotline right now.
800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. 800-755-7921. That's 800-755-7921.
And independent. This is Bill Martinez.
6 minutes after the top of the hour, Bill Martinez here. Great to have you with us. Great to have Dr. George Barna with us. And lots to catch up on. The professor at Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. Hey, George, how are we doing, buddy?
Doing pretty well, Bill. Good to be with you.
Hey, always good. Let's say, looks like here we are, deja vu one more time again. What happened in the 60s and 70s, the church seemed to be overrun by secular modernism, and their voice was stifled. And as a result, got involved with a lot of evil things along the way since then, and here we are. It looks like we're repeating what we did back then.
Well, you know, it's true. Some bad things never go away. And as we look at what Americans are buying into, postmodernism hasn't gone away. Secular humanism hasn't gone away. Marxism hasn't gone away. Eastern mysticism hasn't gone away. All of these things just keep rearing their ugly heads, coming back in different forms with new language, in some ways even a different group of supporters than they had previously. But they're hanging tough, and we have to do the same.
Is the roots, coming out of, the garden and our original sin? I mean, it just seems to be this same dance over and over again. And there's something so alluring about it, George, that you would think in all these years of experience that we would know better.
Well, you would think so, Bill. But I think part of what we see in the research is that the reason for the longevity of some of these alternative points of view or worldviews is that Christians have not done a really good job of explaining and defending and, in particular, modeling what we believe to be true, what we believe to be the way that God wants us to live and think. And because we've been kind of namby-pamby about that, these other philosophies keep taking deeper roots and deeper roots because they just don't give in. You know, evil sees an opening and goes for it. And we have to remember that, you know, the light will extinguish the dark, but we've got to be the light.
Amen. Yeah, and you're exactly right. I mean, we see this happen recently with this trip overseas with the president and the Pope. And I don't buy that the Pope told our president that it's still okay for him to take Holy Communion. I mean, I almost have to hear that from the Pope himself. Hearing it from Joe Biden, it doesn't pass muster. But the point is still the same, and that is where are the rest of the, you know, Catholics and the Catholic Church on a stance on people who believe in abortion that clearly is against the foundational doctrine of the Church.
Well, I think there are a couple things at play there. Number one is that we know that Joe Biden consistently lies to the public. But we have to put that in the cultural context here, which to me is why understanding worldview is so important. When you look at worldviews like secular humanism, postmodernism, Marxism, they say you know what, lying, if it advances your own personal interest or the best interest of whatever you're representing, that's acceptable. Mm-hmm. Because there are no absolute moral truths. Who's to say that what you're even talking about is a lie? If it works for you, it works. Run yeah. with it. And we've got a president now who is modeling that. Sadly, millions of Americans are following in his footsteps.
Help people understand worldview. We talk about it, you and I, when we get together. And I want them to make sure that they have a clear understanding of what we're saying and what we mean when we say worldview.
You know, everybody makes decisions all day long, every day of their life. And you've got to have something on which you're basing your choices when you make those decisions. That's what your worldview is. It's the ability to take in information, interpret it, and then respond to it in a way that's consistent with what you think is right and good and proper and appropriate. And so your worldview is that filter that you have that helps you to make sense of the world and your place within it. It identifies your key beliefs, and because we do what we believe, your worldview determines how you live. And that's why for Christians, it's so critical that we recognize that the Bible is our filter.
Yes.
That's the lens through which we have to see everything, because our goal is to live like Jesus, but you can't live like him unless you think like him. And that's what your worldview will help you to do. And therefore, the Bible's principles and teachings and commands must form the foundation of your worldview.
The onus is really on the church and the church's people, right?
Yeah, I mean, that's such a great point because, you know, when we look at what's going on in the culture, that's our responsibility, is to be so infecting the culture with the love, the grace, and the truth of God that they would be just drawn to it. And they would say, okay, I not only hear what it looks like maybe in the pulpit or around the dinner table, but I see it in
exactly.
your life. And that's really attractive. I want to be like that.
Well, and that's the light, as you were talking about, the light that we must put out there. But if our light is dull or not at all, then, you know, what kind of impact are we making? Then we're falling victim like other churches in other eras before, that they start reflecting not a holy God, but a very unholy culture.
Yeah, and, you know, Bill, when I look at this, based on the data at least, I would say there are two things that we're missing. One is preparation. Christians don't know how to speak about what they believe, and which says to me, internally, they're confused. We are not, as a body of believers, really certain about who we are in Christ and how we're supposed to live. And then consequently, not only are we ill-prepared, but we're not imparting that truth to others, not only verbally, but also through our actions. What we know from a lot of other cultural research that's done over the last 60 years or so is that the most impactful education is through observation. We watch something happen, and then we imitate. Mm-hmm. And when people watch Christians, they don't see very much that's different from the way that everybody else is behaving.
Sad point, but true. Del Tackett from Focus on the Family's Truth Project had said that if we believed, you know, what we said we believed, what a force we'd be.
It's absolutely true. It's not even a matter of numbers. It's mm-hmm. a matter of influence based on appeal. It takes something like the gay movement. Mm-hmm. A lot of people jumped on board that bandwagon because they saw people who were passionate about what they believed and who weren't going to back down from what they believed. They were less than 2% of the population.
Right.
But they now have more than 70% of our population who say, yeah, their way of thinking is appropriate. Can you imagine if you had the 69% of Americans who claim to be Christian, or even just the 6% who have a biblical worldview? Take those 15 million people alone, and that is the foundation of a potentially overwhelming, powerful movement.
And when you think about this, George, I mean, this is the powerful force that Christians who say they're Christians want to believe in, that they want to have happen, is they want to be influencers for good and bring people into the kingdom. And here it is. Maybe the question we ask is, how many people have you brought into the kingdom?
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from walloffire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Walloffire.com.
What better gift to give your loved ones than the gift of good health? And where better to buy those good health gifts than sunny-bay.com? Hey, it's great that you're hearing this message now, because buying your holiday gifts from Sunny Bay early will save you money. And that's just one reason why Sunny Bay is in business and has been for over 15 years, helping you with fashionable and useful products for better health. See our unique and quality-made travel pillows or our unique neck and body wraps that help immediate pain relief and deep muscle relaxation. Come in a wide variety of uses. Apply hot or cold therapy, and are all made in the U.S. See our great selection, affordable prices, and wonderful health products at sunny-bay.com. And remember, order early when our stock is high and shipping is fast. Just click sunny-bay.com. That's sunny-bay.com. And happy holidays from Sunny Bay.
Silver has always been nature's very own antibiotic, and only one system allows you to generate an endless supply of natural silver solutions. SilverLungs.com. You'll find no wild claims or pseudoscience, just a lifetime of nano-sized pure silver solutions. The Silver Lungs generator allows you to make your own, so stop paying for silver solutions. The unique lung delivery system targets respiratory infections where other silver solutions simply cannot reach. See the Silver Lungs generator and lung delivery system at SilverLungs.com. That's SilverLungs.com.
If you're 65 or older, and Medicare is your main source of insurance, pay close attention right now and listen for details on how you may save thousands of dollars on your health care costs. Did you know that Medicare can pay for things like dental visits, home delivery of drugs, even a gym membership? Call us right now and learn how to unlock all your Medicare benefits. Medicare and supplemental plans that we provide can even offer you drug coverage with zero copays and pay for transportation to your doctors. Medicare plans can offer you wonderful money-saving benefits, but you've got to call now. We'll help you get the most out of your Medicare. Make this free, no-obligation call now. Save a ton of money on your health care costs and get the code to unlock all your earned Medicare benefits. Paid for by Senior Choice Plans. 800-796-3954. 800-796-3954. That's 800-796-3954.
Why have thousands of aspiring authors teamed up with Christian Faith Publishing to publish their book? Because Christian Faith Publishing is an author-friendly publisher who understands that your labor is more than just a book. We provide authors freedom and flexibility throughout the publishing process, professional book editing, award-winning design, and some of the highest royalty structures in the publishing industry. And as always, you will retain 100% of the rights to your book.
I was looking to find a company that I could trust, one that assisted in the editing process completely.
The most important qualities that I was looking for was a publisher who was honest and upfront, no hidden costs or fees, and owning the rights to my own work.
Christian Faith Publishing will publish, market, and sell your books in all major bookstores, online booksellers, as well as specialty Christian bookstores. Call for your free author submission kit.
800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. 800-978-4811. That's 800-978-4811.
Gentlemen, Bill Martinez here, just about 19 minutes after the top of the hour. The professor at Arizona Christian University, president of the Cultural Research Center, Dr. George Barna, continues with us. That's the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, what we finished the first segment on was so important, and it bears repeating. Repeat to our audience these key benchmarks that we should be considering when it comes to a worldview and being influencers to a culture that really is hungry for this worldview. And in many cases, they just don't know it. They want something, you know, definitive. As you said earlier, case in point, look what happened with homosexuality. Less than 2% has now convinced 70% of America that it is acceptable.
You know, let me put it a little bit differently than I did the first thing, because I don't want to bore your audience.
Yeah.
But, you know, let's go back to what Jesus called us to be. And that was not well-paid, well-educated professionals. He called us to be disciples. And so then he defined for us what that means. You know, in John 8, he talked about obey what I've taught you. In John 13, he talked about love one another, and that's not the feeling. He was talking about, you know, serve each other, take care of each other, care for each other. You know, in John 15, he talked about you'll be my disciples when you produce much fruit. And he wasn't talking about apples and peaches. He was talking about going out and producing people for the kingdom, doing things that advance God's kingdom, producing spiritual fruit. And the way that we do that is through the disciplines that Jesus spent his 3 years on earth in ministry with his disciples, ingraining in their minds and their hearts and refining as he walked through the fields and the valleys and the towns of Israel. You know, and that had to do with worship. You know, are we worshiping God consistently? Are we studying his word deeply and then making sure that it determines how well we're obeying? You have to know the word before you can obey it. Truth. Do we understand what truth is? You know, the famous quote from Pontius Pilate, what is truth?
Yes.
Jesus answered that. God is truth. John, you know, in all of his writings, talks so much about the importance of truth. Do we get that? Prayer. It's not just, you know, calling out to God in times of distress. It's the development of a relationship, just like we do with people that we go out to lunch with or we go out to the movies with. We talk to them about everything in our lives. We ought to be doing that even more intimately with the God who loves us, created us, protected us, continues to protect us, and puts us into this world for his purposes. I think, you know, Rick Warren years ago wrote that book, The Purpose-Driven Life.
Right.
And to me, the best line of the whole book, and no offense to Rick, but it was the first sentence, which is, it's not about you.
Yeah.
And so often, because all these other worldviews, postmodernism, secular humanism, Marxism, etc., it's all about you.
Exactly. Yeah.
You know,
who are you happy? Yeah, who are you elevating, right?
Yeah. Yeah, I mean, it's not about us, it's about him. And if we could reimagine our lives such that we could look 5, 10, 20, 40 years into the future, thinking about who God made us to be, where he put us, the gifts, the skills, the abilities, the experiences, the relationships that he's given to us, and think about the fact that all of that is for one purpose, and that's to glorify him and advance his kingdom. Because it's not about us, it's about him.
Mm-hmm.
So how can we use all of that he's given to us to do, you know, what can we do to advance his purposes? When we do that, that brings us joy. Then we don't have to worry about happiness, because happiness is a sideshow.
Yeah.
Joy is the real deal here that doesn't go away and that changes our hearts. Happiness is a fleeting emotion.
Mm-hmm.
It, you know, it comes, it goes, it depends on circumstances. Joy depends on our relationship with God.
Mm-hmm.
And the more that we can invest in that relationship, the more joy we're going to experience, and the more fervent we're going to be in terms of our desire to do things that honor and bless him.
You're so right, George, because happiness is so temporal and based on a happening that can be here today, gone tomorrow, right? As we've said, it just is so fleeting. And but you know, this is why we need to really define and button down. What's the measurement here when it comes down to it? How is God going to measure us? Certainly not by all the goodies that we've accumulated over the years, or even the children that we've brought into the world. It's much more profound and even more simpler than that, isn't it?
Well, it really is, you know, and you can go back to Mark 12, you know, 29 to 31, and Jesus was answering that very question, you know, for the people who he was ministering to, who are going through these same travails that we do. They're asking these same questions that we do. They face these same doubts that we do. You know, basically in frustration, one of them said, come on, give it up. What's important? What really matters? And he narrowed it down to two simple things. You know, love the Lord your God with all your heart, mind, strength, and soul, and love other people in that same way. So the more that we can know and love and serve God and then do the same thing with other people, that's what life is about. It's not about the trinkets. It's not about the titles. It's about how well we are able to invest in those two types of relationships. We're made for those relationships. And so the more that we can invest in knowing and loving and serving God through our mind, through our spirit, through our emotions, through our behavior, those are the four things that Jesus talked about, you know.
Right.
So the more that we can do that, the more exciting, the more exhilarating and uplifting our life is going to be, and the more that we're going to want to draw other people into that same life. But we won't even have to convince them. Which is the sad part about evangelism today. It's become about persuasive communication. If our lives were what God intended them to be, people would look at us and they'd say, hey, how do I get into that parade?
Yeah.
I want to be part of that.
I want what you got. Exactly.
Absolutely.
Well, you know, and as you referred to earlier, George, see, this is why worship is so important, because we're designed to worship. And, you know, are we worshiping, you know, this from the songs of heaven, or are we worshiping from the songs of the secular world?
And Bill, I think a lot of it also goes back to something else we found in the research, which is that we have our eyes so fixed on ourselves, our desires, our wants, our needs, our hopes, our dreams, all of these things, that we don't even look away to see the glory of God.
Wow.
And we don't worship him because we're so busy worrying about, can we get other people to essentially worship us?
Yeah.
And so we got to flip that around and recognize that if we put our eyes on him and on him alone and not worry about our stuff, let him worry about that. That's his job. Our job is to know, love, and serve him. And that means worship him. It means relate to him. It means confess to him, acknowledge those sins that we do commit. You know, and one of those is that we really don't worship him.
Yeah. Yeah, at the very root. And this is the big challenge that we have, because the lure of postmodernism and having it now and having it your way, I mean, we're back in the garden with the original sin, aren't we?
We really are. One of the interesting things about postmodernism is that it rejects what they call grand narratives, which means the big explanation for how things work. Mm-hmm. And so with one fell swoop, they reject all of Christianity because they don't like its grand narrative. And so people who are immersed in postmodernism, and it's one of the more popular, one of the more heavily drawn from worldviews in our society, buy into that thinking about, yeah, don't tell me what it's all about. I'll determine that for myself based on my experiences. Well, you know, we misinterpret a lot of those things.
Exactly.
If we go back to God's truth, we're not going to misinterpret it.
Wow. This is good stuff, George. I just so appreciate all the great work that you do. And when you bring it here, it's, gosh, I just cannot, I just can't say enough. I just appreciate you. Dr. George Barnett, professor of Arizona Christian University, the president of the Cultural Research Center at ACU. George, how can people be in touch?
They can get copies of all the work that we produce at the Cultural Research Center by going to culturalresearchcenter.com.
From city streets to back roads, from road warrior to carpooler, there are some things you can always count on, like the reliability, durability, and power of DieHard, America's most trusted auto battery. No matter where your journey takes you, count on DieHard to get you started on the road ahead. Available at your local Advance Auto Parts and participating CarQuest stores.
welcome to Furniture Depot. And you, come on in.
Couches are flying off the floor at Cheyenne's Furniture Store.
Sarah, can you go over to dining sets, please?
She needs more sales associates before shoppers take their seats elsewhere.
Can somebody get me a price check on Trundle this?
Indeed can help her hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
USA Radio News with Lance Pry.
Addressing his fellow world leaders at the 26th Conference of Parties Climate Summit, President Biden apologized for the United States' decision to withdraw from the Paris Climate Accord. Biden also suggested that Americans had been slow to acknowledge the perceived threat from the climate change theory. Democrat Senator Joe Manchin's press statement Monday says he won't support the partisan reconciliation bill Democrats are negotiating until there's a greater clarity about the impact it will have on the country's national debt and the economy.
There are some House Democrats who say they can't support this infrastructure package until they get my commitment on the reconciliation legislation. It is time to vote on the BIF bill, up or down. And then go home and explain to your constituents the decision you made.
President Biden will hold a press conference from Scotland this afternoon at 3:30 p.m. Eastern. USA Radio News.
You don't sit behind a desk every day to earn a living. You're out and about making it happen. And sometimes you get a little bit behind on your paperwork, you know, like bookkeeping and paying your taxes. It's easy to get behind on paying your taxes. It happens to the best of us. And you know what happens next. The big bad IRS comes knocking on your door. And when that happens, you need to call the good old boys at the Tax Doctor. Let them do what they do best. Deal and negotiate with the IRS so you pay the lowest you can in back taxes that the law allows. We are a 100% U.S.-based company, and we've saved our clients millions over the years in back taxes. If you owe $10,000 or more in back taxes, call my friends right now at the Tax Doctor and learn more.
800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. 800-507-3137. That's 800-507-3137.
With you 28 minutes before the top of the hour. Bill Martinez here, and we've got Jeff Kemp, the author of Facing the Blitz, former NFL quarterback and ministry leader. Hey, Jeff, how you doing, buddy?
Hey, Bill, how are you? That was a great segment that you just did with George.
Isn't he so awesome? I'll tell you, deep dive on these issues of, what we're dealing with here, today and how the church, which really dovetails into what you and I were going to talk about here, and that is the church of Jesus Christ. He established it that the gates of hell would not prevail against it. We are to be that light to a dark world. And what's happened is we have shunned, we've shunned from this cancel culture and cowered from it. And, and here it is, we have the solid rock to stand on. And Jeff, I'm indicting all of us because we're all part and parcel of the problem. And this is where we come together and encourage one another and say, this is what it looks like. And when you go back and you look how Jesus canceled the cancel culture of the time, he's the example. He did so with love, with mercy, and with grace. And I'm going to tell you a little bit more about love when we come back because it's one of the fruits of the Spirit. And we'll talk a little bit more about that. But I want to get your read on this cancel culture and how the church has been MIA at a time when the world needs us most.
Well, I think so much of this is going to dovetail back to what Professor Barna was saying. But if you think about the course of history, let's go back 2,000 years. In the time of Jesus, the church started off as a completely persecuted minority. And the Greek culture was anti the Christians because they brought a moral sensibility. The Roman culture was against the Christians because they didn't respect the power.
Exactly.
And the sinful, violent compromise and abortion of the Christians. The Jews, who were humble and waited for the Messiah, believed in Jesus and became the new Christians, but the Jews who loved the religion because of what they gained from it in a personal, self-centered way, they rejected the Christians. And then just go through history. Many have rejected Christians, and the cultures haven't been nice to Christians down through the era. But Christianity has loved people and made it about knowing Christ, loving those in the body, taking the babies off the street in Rome and rescuing them when the Roman culture would just abandon them, their version of abortion. Basically, they acted as the personal solution to the sinful culture versus the political solution to the broken culture. Now, I come from a political family. Jack and Joanne Kemp raised me to believe in free enterprise and capitalism and school choice and democracy and freedom and Judeo-Christian principles of our Constitution and Declaration. And we have taken Christian principles, our founders did and many others in our country, and created the best experiment in history. But it's still flawed to the degree that the people self-governing are flawed. And so the problem today is that our self-governance has become focused on self.
Yes.
As George was saying. And so if the Christian people, which the research shows, have started to make their life about the 80-year experience of living on earth and having a nice home and two cars and, you know, no sickness and no opposition and no threats in their neighborhood and everyone agrees with them and politics goes the way they want, then they will not be effective at loving people. And what George said is, you can't love people well if you're not discipled by the love of Jesus in the Word, in worship, as you said, in fellowship with other believers, and then practicing the discipleship of the next generation. So I think we've drifted from wanting politics and culture and economics and lifestyle to make us comfortable instead of Jesus to give us joy. Right. And if Jesus gives us joy, we do handle terrible circumstances like early Rome, or we create a much better circumstance eventually, if that's the era of history you're in, which America has seen, you know, hundreds of years that. But now that America is turning its back on God, I don't think we're intended to point the finger at the darkness and say, oh, that party, those leaders, that policy, they're so wrong. Hollywood, Madison Avenue, they're so bad. We need to go love whoever we can.
Exactly.
And even within the church, we need to go love those of different denominations that are drifting from the gospel versus just attack them, label them, and do it on Twitter and in some distant article we write.
Well, interesting, again, you focus back on love, and you know, I think I mentioned to you last time, I've been cycling through the fruits of the Spirit, and this is my second cycle since I started doing this. So love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, you know, you go down through the whole list. Well, today's love. And so love is before me every day. I've taken one fruit of the Spirit and focused on it. And this isn't a greater than thou or anything like this. I just felt like the Spirit was leading me to this. And so today I'm focusing, and I invite you to come along in this journey and follow the lead here. I mean, let's follow the lead of the Holy Spirit, and let's focus on one fruit of the Spirit. Let's talk about love today, you know, about loving the unlovable, about being love. Being love as God loves, you know, because, you know, temporal love is really very painful, Jeff. You know, because it's just so fleeting, and it's really not fulfilling, and it's certainly not liberating. But God's kind of love, agape love, which you and I have talked about before, that is what brings you joy. That's what brings you liberty and freedom. Because ultimately, after everything is all said and done, that's what God wants for his people. Is he doesn't want you to be fearful. He doesn't want you to be worrying about your next meal. But he wants you to be free. And this is what Jesus gave us when he went to the cross, right?
Well, and then he said, on the Sermon on the Mount, seek first my eternal kingdom of the presence of God, which he brought his presence to us so we could start experiencing the kingdom now. And the closer and closer you get to Christ and fellowship with him, the more you're experiencing the kingdom, even if you're in jail, if you're persecuted, if you're in cancer, if the political things aren't going the way you want. You can still have joy, like those disciples, apostles, who were crucified for their faith. You know, Stephen had amazing joy while stones were raining down on his head. Mm-hmm. And, you know, Paul said it's better to go to heaven and die. But if it's better for me to stay here and serve so I can lead more people to Christ, I'll stay here. I'll do whatever love calls for. And so I think love is the answer to the cancel culture. But we have a hard time focusing on the love of Christ and loving others like Christ.
Mm-hmm. Exactly.
We're so consumer-based. Even our Christianity is consumer-based. I want the songs I want this Sunday. I want the sermon I want. I don't want their vaccine or mask policy to be what it is. I want it to be what I want it to be. I want to be around the people I want to be. I want the sermon to say what I want to say that makes me feel good, that solves my problems today, of the surface, not the soul. Well, a consumer is stuck with what you were saying, that kind of carnal trade-off 50-50 love.
Right.
And it fails. God's love is 100%. It's initiating and unconditional and sacrificial. Love is the answer to cancel culture. Love is the answer to cancer. Because if you're facing cancer and you're loving right now and you're receiving the love of Christ right now, the loss of your life here is hard, but it's going to be replaced by eternal life soon. And you can use your cancer like my friend Chuck Abramsky did for a year and a half before he died. He led thousands of people to Christ. He turned his bright light for Jesus on and had more joy than ever because he said, this shows that my Christianity isn't for a nice, comfortable, earthly life. It's to live with Father God and Jesus and the Holy Spirit forever in a perfected kingdom. So, I mean, think of how Jesus said to do things.
Exactly.
Your cheek, go the extra mile, take the shirt off your back as they take your coat. Surprise, he said go after the lost sheep to rescue them. Don't go after them to beat them, punish them, or drive them away. So we are to overcome evil with good.
Yes.
And our politics is important. Let's handle it respectably, with diligence, with excellence. Let's debate, but let's not attack people, and let's not freak out and say the sky is falling.
Thank you, Jeff Kemp. Appreciate it, buddy.
We landed the contract!
Yes!
Kaya's web design studio just landed the gig of a lifetime.
It starts next week.
Their staff needs to double before the dream deal becomes a nightmare.
I need front end, back end, a project manager.
Indeed can help them hire great people fast.
I need Indeed.
Indeed you do. Instant Match instantly connects you with quality candidates whose resumes on Indeed match your sponsored job description. Visit Indeed.com/credit and get $75 towards your first sponsored job. Terms and conditions apply.
If you thought you missed the lowest mortgage rates in history, you're in luck because they're back. Mortgage rates are near historic lows again. So if you have a mortgage, refinance it and forget it. You'll never have to worry about refinancing again. Network Capital Funding is offering a low 15-year fixed rate at 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Incredible! Network Capital has built a reputation for saving people time and money with our unique process that's fast, simple, and secure. Our 15-year fixed rate is 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Second chances don't come often, and you may never see these rates again. So refinance it and forget it. Get it. That's a 15-year fixed rate at 1.875%. Yes, 1.875% with a 2.01 APR. Call the experts at Network Capital now. Call 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1-HIT. As in home run. Call now and save big on your refi. 800-500-1-HIT. 800-500-1448.
NMLS ID 11712. Not licensed in all states. Visit NMLSConsumerAccess.org. Licensed by the California Department of Financial Protection and Innovation under the financing law. Number 603D787. Equal opportunity lender. Rate subject to change and may not be available rate law. Discount points may apply. Subject to credit approval. Call 800-500-1448 for additional cost information.
COVID is spiking again, and it's just not clear how to keep your family safe. Fever is the leading symptom of COVID, and the only way to reliably detect it is with an accurate thermometer. Be vigilant and be accurate with the Exergen Temporal Scanner, whose accuracy has been proven in more than 100 clinical studies. Don't rely on non-contact thermometers. They are proven to be inaccurate and will not reliably detect a fever that might mean COVID. Learn more at Exergen.com.
Exergen is changing the way the world is temperature.
Get help.
healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
The final phase of extermination is set to commence now. And as population die-off becomes evident, you know it is the time of punishment in all that is written. The cover for mass die-off is evolution and global warming frauds, also used as false proof of their Christ. They are from the lines that were disinherited 2,000 years ago. Now they claim to be his Christ based upon blood type, DNA, and long lifespan. Go to unveilingthem.com. That's UNVEILINGthem.com.
Frustrated trying to get business capital? Want to take the slow process and rejection out of the equation? GCNLoans.com removes the slow, irritating approval process. Instead, get quick, simple funding. Powered by David Allen Capital, 80% of our pre-qualified clients are approved in days. Pre-qualify at GCNLoans.com and get your money this week. It's that easy. GCNLoans.com. That's GCNLoans.com.
Martinez here, 14 minutes before the top of the hour. Time for the Good News Girl, Samantha Mao. When you go to Bill Martinez Live or BillMartinezShow.com, either one will get you there. Look for Sam's Corner. And all there, you get all these great stories that are trending virally, you know, all over the Internet. And just heartwarming stories. So even on those low days when you think maybe I'm just I just need a little lift, then, you know, check it out and, you know, and be encouraged because you hear all these great news stories. By the way, just you know, we kind of talked very quickly with Jeff Kemp regarding, you know, this this project. I guess it's a little bit more, maybe a bit of a devotional that I'm doing every day, and you're welcome to join me with it, and I'd be interested to hear your comments, and you can drop me a line at bill@billmartinezlive.com, and let me know how it goes for you. We're just going to take a virtue. Well, actually, it's the fruit of the Holy Spirit every day, and today is love. So you just keep love before you. And it really is, I'll tell you, you know, Sam, I got to bring you on and share this with you as well, because I'd like you to join the team on this deal, is the fruit of the Spirit. You know, when you go down through all nine, there's some, I think Catholics may have 11, 12, it may get to 12, but, you know, but nine in the general context of the Bible. And love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, gentleness, faithfulness, and self-control. I think may have gotten the last two in the wrong order. But anyway, that's the general fruits of the Spirit. And these are virtues that the Holy Spirit gives to us. And, you know, and it's just an opportunity for us to see how we're doing with these different, you know, these different fruits. You know, how is it being manifest in our lives? And today is love. And, you know, we often talk about love. And as we were talking with Jeff about the cure for the cancel culture is love. And it's not love of this world. It's the love that comes from God that is led by the Holy Spirit. And you'll be reminded. And as we cycle, I mean, this is the second time I'm cycling. I felt like God is leading me, you know, through this. And it will take you deeper each time you cycle through it. And I would suggest, you know, make a note. And, you know, like I said, drop me a line. Let me know your thoughts, because we can share it with one another and see if we can, you know, enlarge the experience all the more. What do you think about that, Sam?
I think that sounds wonderful. And, you know, I love to focus on stuff like that, like the positive things or that are going on and, you know, ways that we can improve ourselves and make sure we're living the best life we can.
Exactly. Well, the topics that we have for today, you note that there are no unimportant jobs. Everybody's essential, right? I think we learned that, you know, in the world, and the government would try to classify some as essential. Not, you know, how dare you? We're all essential. And some people are finding out the hard way as these mandated vaccines are causing, you know, some people to leave their jobs, and they're going, wait a minute. You know, we need you here. Well, in this particular case, you got a former FBI boss who becomes a school bus driver during the shortage. Huh? This is interesting.
Yeah, so Mike Mason, he's actually from Virginia, and he spent more than two decades in the FBI. He actually worked his way up to being the number four man in the FBI. And, you know, he retired back in 2007, mm-hmm. and then he worked at Verizon for a while. And, you know, he's from Chesterfield County. And he starts seeing, as I'm sure you've seen, there's bus driver shortages across the country.
Right.
Well, you know, I feel like that's something that people kind of have taken for granted, having bus drivers. But if you don't have bus drivers and you don't have responsible people to do a good job and get children to and from school, all the rest of it doesn't really matter. You know, you could have the best teachers in the world, but if you can't get the students there, that's not really going to be any good, right?
No, exactly.
And so these bus drivers have become crucial. And so, he decides, you know, I've done a lot of important jobs and this is an important job that needs doing. And he goes and he volunteers and he actually is donating all his money that he's earning or expecting to earn for the year to charities because he's truly just doing this because he felt like, I need to help. I need to step in. And, you know, I admire
that and his wife told him, get out of the house. Go find a job. I don't want you retired. Just kidding.
You know, a lot of people like that do go a little stir crazy. He's a former Marine captain, too. And I think
there it is. You know, okay.
He's still only 63 years old. So he's like, I got to do something. I've got to contribute. And, you know, he found a place that needed him. And maybe he will inspire more people to go out there and become bus drivers as well. Because, I mean, it was just really interesting. It's one of those stories you started to see. It's not just, I thought at first it was just in my area, and then I started noticing it's a national problem.
Wow. Well, no, definitely. Yeah. We've got chain disruption, right? A supply chain disruption going on. He could be a truck driver as well, but, you know, hey, we'll help the kids. That's great. That's awesome. This next story, you got 11-year-old Caden Harris, speaking of school buses. He buys a school bus to serve as a mobile financial literacy center for kids. Tell us about this.
So that's right. So Caden, he actually launched his first business when he was just 7 years old. And by the time he was eight, he had written his first book. And now he's, you know, he's all the way in his double digits at 11 years old. And he decided he wanted to buy a bus. And it's like a 54-seat bus. And he's transforming it into a financial literacy center so he can go around and help inspire other kids to know how to invest. And mm-hmm. you know, this is something that obviously is very important to him that his parents have focused on. Mm-hmm. And I just think it's such a great idea. You know, I hope that he's successful with his bus and maybe it's something that can go further, because that was one of the things that I always noticed we didn't really learn that much about school, financial literacy. That's
right.
It's just they taught you to write a check and you really don't learn about anything else, at least when I was in school. Mm-hmm. And so I just think this is such a great idea. 11 years old and already moving and shaking things. And
he's a little wolf of Wall Street here, this little kid. I don't know.
Well,
you're going to keep your eyes on him. You imagine what he's going to be like in his 20s and 30s. I mean, and hopefully he does it all for good. This next story, I saw this video. This is so heartwarming. And this happens across the country where you get entrepreneurs who are successful and they bless their employees. You know, Sam Walton, of course, was famous for it. I think he's one of the standouts of making employees millionaires. And here's a situation where you got Spanx, right? The popular Spanx that every woman knows about. And you got the Spanx CEO who had taken this idea and is extremely successful, and she decides, hey, she's going to have a Oprah Winfrey moment. And, right, instead of a car, but everybody is going to get a first-class plane ticket, too. Two tickets, they're each going to get the plane tickets. I guess takes them anywhere in the world, right? Round trip anywhere in the world?
That's right. Sarah Blakely, she founded the company Spanx, which, I mean, I think she helps a lot of people already just by starting this company. Yeah. She helps a lot of us women out there who enjoy her products.
Yes.
But she founded it back in 2000, so 21 years ago. And, you know, whenever her company was recently acquired by Blackstone Investments, it became worth $1.2 billion. And she decided she wanted her employees to, you know, be able to celebrate in that with her. She said that she wanted them to be able to do it however they want. So she, like you said, offered them two tickets to fly anywhere in the world.
First class.
$10,000.
First class.
Isn't that amazing?
$10,000. That is awesome. What if, I mean, and the expression on the faces of the employees was just absolutely precious. I mean, what a great gift. And you're reminded that it's better to give than receive. But it's also good to receive, I'm sure, in this particular case.
Oh, my God.
Always, right? Okay.
Now, you know, she actually started that company with just $5,000 when she started it. So,
amazing.
You know, maybe somebody else in that group is going to get that $10,000 and turn it into another company. We'll be talking about 20 years from now.
Here we go. And at that point, it'll be $1.5 trillion, not $1.5 billion, the way things are going.
That's true.
Okay. This next story, you got lifeguards that carry a woman who happens to be 95 to beach every day during her vacation. How sweet is this? I mean, talk about giving.
This is so sweet. So Dottie Schneider, she went to Orange Beach, which is in Alabama, for a week-long vacation, and she has to use her wheelchair and can't walk in the sand. Yeah. Well, her family was having a little trouble getting her from the house to the beach, and the lifeguards, Shane Martin, happened to pull up in his all-terrain vehicle, you know, that the lifeguards have there.
Right.
And he asked if they needed any help. Well, one thing led to the other, and he decided that he's going to start taking Dottie every day from her place at the house. They'd wheel her down, and he'd pick her up and drive her down to the beach and then drive her back every day carry her to her wheelchair. And the family said that he never made it. It was never like she was a burden or anything like that. They tried to give him a tip. He wouldn't accept. I just think it ended up being like a very special thing because, you know, you're 95 years old. You don't know how you're going to get down to the beach, but you want to enjoy this time that's precious
exactly.
with your family. And, you know, I love people like this who go out of their way because this is beyond the scope of lifeguard duty.
Absolutely. No, this is so cool. And for this 95-year-old woman to be able to enjoy this time with her family, real special and a special lifeguard, to say the least. This next story is about a Marine, Semper Fi, who took down an armed robber in seconds, and he's talking about it, huh? What happened here?
I don't know if you got to see this. This is 4:30 a.m. at a Chevron gas station in Yuma County, and an armed suspect walks in, and you know, like, I think there's just something special about Marines, which of course you know.
Yes.
It's just an 8-second clip. This is from October 20th, and an armed suspect comes walking in to hold up the gas station, pulls out a gun, and the Marine turns around, and without missing a beat, this is a Marine Corps veteran, he just grabs the gun right out of the guy's hand and scares off him and a couple other suspects that were in there. He ends up getting like a whole furniture set donated to him by some people were inspired by his bravery, and he takes that furniture and donates it to a domestic violence shelter, which I just think true Marine spirit. I love
it. Right, absolutely. And the look on that guy's face, what are you doing? You can't take my gun away from me.
You had to be in shock.
Exactly.
He walked in within seconds. Boom.
Well,
it's gone.
Well, and he did the next best thing after that. He ran. He got out of there. Without
right,
his gun.
That's right.
Without his gun. Well, what a great story. Go to Sam's Corner and read more and enjoy it right there at BillMartinezLive.com.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.
Hi, I'm Dan Pillow.